There ain't nothing like serving Jesus, is there? That's what we're all here for. We're all here because we have one thing in common. We love the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us on that cross. We don't look to no man. We only look to the Lord. And he's a mighty king. I mean, he's the one that answers all of our prayers. And you know, I've been in the healing ministry now for many, many, many years. And I prayed for many people. And it just never ceases to amaze me when I pray for somebody for something, whatever it is. And they come back a week or two later and say, you know, your prayer really worked. My pain or my sickness went away. And I think to myself, well, after all, who is he that we're praying to? He's only who? He's only God. You know, and I'm sure that he must stand in awe of how little faith we have. I know for myself, for many years, I had so little faith. And I didn't know how to pray for people. And of course, I've been in church all my life, ever since I was born. I mean, my mother and dad took me to church, but I became a Christian when I was 11 years old. And, you know, I mean, I went to church, but the church I went to, it's a shame that they didn't teach me the real power of who we become and what we can do in prayer. Here a while back, when I was teaching y'all about John 20:23, how you can remit sins of other people. I mean, that's been in the scripture for 2,000 years, but, you know, most people don't believe that at all. You know, in fact, when I first started teaching that, I know some of y'all go to other churches and the morning and so forth, and some of you come back and told me that you told your pastor that I said you could forgive someone's sins, and some of them come back and said that my pastor told me that Thurman was crazy. He didn't know what he's talking about. We cannot forgive sins. But I'm just taking it at face value, and that's what it says. And if God said it, I believe I can do it. And, of course, I started teaching that in this church, and, of course, there it was. And it wasn't long after we had been teaching this that Scott and Kim and their children, they come home one evening, and the power was off at their house. And they called the electrical company, of course, and they said had a transformer or something bad, and they were trying to fix it. They thought, well, we'll just go to bed, you know. They never thought about praying. When the Lord said, pray about everything, but we don't think about that, do we? So anyway, they went to bed, and they had a good night's sleep. And, of course, the next morning they woke up to fix breakfast and get ready to go for the day, and there's still no electricity. And so then they start praying, you know. And so when they start praying, the Lord speaks to Kim and tells her to remit the sins of this block. And her immediate reply was, Lord, I can't remit the sins of this whole block. Then she thought, I just learned I can. And so she said, Lord, I'm so sorry, forgive me. She said, Lord, I remit the sins of this block. Just as soon as you did that, the power came back on. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
That you stood in the gap and you remitted the sins of your block. Evidently, somebody's sin was keeping the power from coming back on. But it was amazing. When this happens, doesn't it kind of just shake you for a second, huh? Isn't it amazing that when we do it God's way? What he does, you know, and he's made so many wonderful promises in this word. And of course, last week we talked about Thanksgiving, you know, and how we should thank him and praise him. And we talked about under the old covenant, how there was groups of men that were selected and their whole job was nothing more than to praise and give thanks unto the Lord. That's what they did all day long. They just worshiped him and praised him and thanked him and thanked him for all that he is. Well, my son, he's involved in physical fitness. You know, he owns a gym and everything, and he's trying to get people to be in good health by exercising and so forth. Well, last year they had a little get-together down here at the racetrack, and they advertised it a little bit and asked people to come. And, of course, in the process, he likes to do good things for people. So he put out an advertisement, we're going to do a little run out at the racetrack, and if you will come, bring 5 cans of canned food to give to the food bank. So he was going to collect food for people in need. So he thought, if I get people out there to a run and bring this. So last year, even in the cold and a little miserable rain and everything else, he had over 500 people show up. And so each person brought 5 cans. So that's a lot of cans of food. Well, they gave it to him. And of course, this year, they advertised it even bigger and did everything they could. And this year, there was almost 2,000 people came. And all of them brought at least 5 cans of food. So you can multiply 2,000 times 5, and how many cans of food is that? Just think, it doesn't take very many people to really do something good for mankind. Just think, now there's one little boy, you know, Tim, my son, I'm proud of him, I'm telling you. Lord, thank you for that boy, because he's out there doing something good. When the Lord, I guess I should say, raised my son, I taught him God's Word. You know, I read the Bible to him every night, and we talked about it, and now then I look at him, and I'm so proud of him. Now think of the people that'll be able to eat those cans of food that might not have no food. As a Baptist, when God put me in the healing ministry, and of course God totally did this. It was not something that I did. The Lord called me to be in the healing ministry, and of course I've done the best I can to be obedient to His Word, and I've seen Him heal thousands of people in the last 20 or 30 years. It's just so wonderful to be used of God like this. All you got to do is make yourself available to the King. I think about this one PhD from one of the seminaries, and as God put me in the healing ministry, He made a statement to me there one day. He said, Thurman, you put too much emphasis on healing and not enough on salvation. He said, you know, healing is not important. I looked at him and I told him, I said, you know, it's not important to you because you're well. And so healing is not important to people that have no pain and are walking in divine health. But I said, if you happen to be one of those people that I minister to on a regular basis that are sick or their children are dying, when they call me to come to Cook's Medical Center and somebody has a child in there, a six-year-old child, and the little child has been shot in the back and the doctors are saying the child's not going to live. But yet I go and I spend a little time finding the sin of the parent or the mother, get her to repent, and then I pray for that little child. In a week, that child's out of the hospital and home. Does that make what we do important? Yes, it makes it important. Because I can assure you, if God had not given me that wisdom and revelation He gave me, that little six-year-old boy would have died instead of being alive. And I actually laid my hands on him and said, Satan, you have lost this one. Jesus has won the victory because your mother has repented of her sins. So I guarantee you, you will fully recover in the name of Jesus. And there he was, shot, laying there unconscious with all kinds of things on him and everything. And the very first thing he said when he woke up was those statements. Isn't that amazing? He heard that, Satan, you have lost this one. And now then, Jesus has been victorious. Well, you know, Jesus is victorious every time when we repent of our sin. And that's the part that we miss. I want us to start today with Psalms 148 and 150. But I want you to see what the Lord told us to do in Psalms 148 and Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. Verse 3 and 4. Praise ye Him, the sun and the moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. So far, what is this? Is this pretty well covering everything? Who would ever dream that the sun would praise Jesus? We don't think of the sun as being alive, do we? But it is. Everything He made is alive. And it praises even the trees, everything, the waters that are above the heavens, you know, the atmosphere, the moisture that's up there, the clouds. You think of everything that's here on this earth. Who made it? Our God did. And He is worthy to be praised. And, you know, I get so excited when I think about these things, because I can praise Him because I know He made those things, and that He made me. And that I am His child. But we don't praise Him. We don't worship Him. We don't thank Him enough. But yet, what is all the elements doing out there? They're not ashamed of Him, are they? I mean, the elements are praising the King. The waters, the heavens, the suns, the moons, everything. And here we are, the head of His crown. The crown of His creation, which is us. And we won't even say, thank you, Jesus. Because we're afraid we'll offend somebody. That's just like that day that I was in Home Depot several years ago, and this lady came in, and I had been asked to come to a hospital to pray for her husband. And I prayed for her husband, and he got well. And I just walked into the room, and the room was full of people, had retired pastors and deacons and This man was a well-loved man in the church. And so whenever she called me to come pray for her husband, I just looked at him and I said, "You want to get well or you want to die?" He said, "Well, Thurman, I want to get well." I said, "Okay, then all you got to do is have faith and believe in God." I said, "You've repented of all your sins?" He said, "Well, of course I have." I walked up there and threw my hands on him and said, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke this spirit of hell." I said, "Be healed. It is written in Jesus' word. Lay hands on the sick and they'll recover." I said, "That's it, brother. You'll get well." And I just turned and walked out. When I did, one of his brothers looked over at him and said, "Who was that masked man?" I'll tell you who that masked man was. He was a man that knew his God. You know what I mean? And that should be every one of us here today, should it not? We should be men and women of integrity that know our God and know what His promises are, that can walk in and lay hands on somebody, remit their sins, and guarantee them they're going to get well. That's the kind of faith God honors, isn't it? Well, I was in Home Depot, and it was 2 or 3 years later after this happened, and I was there buying something, and all of a sudden she walked and said, "Oh, Thurman Scrivener." I turned and said, "Praise God, how are you doing, girl?" She said, "Well, I'm just doing the best in the world." But she said, "I've got a brother that's having problems, and I want you to pray for him." I said, "What's wrong with him?" And she told me. I just threw my hands up right there. I began to remit his sins. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I remit so-and-so's sins. In the name of Jesus, I come against the forces of darkness." I said, "Father, I praise you." I began to pray, and I prayed there, and I prayed a prayer of healing and everything. And then I dropped my arms and let my hands down. I looked at her, and she was just white as a sheet. I said, "What's wrong with you?" She said, "Good grief, I didn't know you were going to do it right here in front of everybody." I said, "You know, if you don't want me to pray, don't ask me to pray. I'm not going to be like somebody. Some people are like I used to be." Somebody said, "Would you pray for my brother Bob?" I said, "Yeah, I'll do it." And then I leave and I forget. I never pray. And so, you know, I lose my victory there. So if I do it right then, I don't have to worry about forgetting, right? Just pray. If all these elements that we talk about here, if all them can praise the Lord, me and you ought to be able to praise Him, right?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled "Just Passing Through This Earth," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.